Bring it to Fletcher Dodge in Sherwood and ask for Chris or Andy. Shop Fletcher Dodge in Sherwood before you buy anywhere else. Shop in person or shop online at FletcherDeals.com. Thank you.
Welcome back to Morning Mayhem, live from the Oaklawn Hot Springs studio.
Oh, my goodness me.
Here are David Basil.
He's got Vincent Ontaverano out.
Roger Scott.
I don't know Chickapee Baseball Law.
And Justin Moore.
That's how a pro chef would tell you to eat it.
All right, 7:06 on this Friday, June 5th. Glad you're with us. So many activities going on. We're going to visit with Heather Baker here in just a second. AY Magazine. AMP Magazines. She's going to give us the details. We're going to be with Big Sarge from Fishing Arkansas, what's happening with his show on Sunday. You're going to have Ella McDowell, third baseman for the Razorbacks. We'll say so long to her. She lost her hitting coach yesterday, DJ Gasso, becoming the head coach at Tulsa. RJ Hulk will be stopping by, Danny West, Steve Qualls.
And you've got donuts for every guest that comes in.
It's National Donut Day. That's exactly right, Roger. Steve Qualls, Gail Reed Jones. Do want to thank Rainbow Restoration for helping us sponsor Finish the Lyric. Don't forget, 4 o'clock watch party at Walk-Ons. If you want to be there to support the Little Rock Trojans, you can catch the game right here on 106.7, our sister station. Roger and I will be over there with Bath Fitter. We'll visit with Bath Fitter today, too. One of the team will call us. And cool. It's our first ever competition with the bathtub races.
Didn't know there were two
Heats.
Heats, yeah. Is that what they're called?
Yeah.
They're called Heats.
Yeah, Steve Harrison's last time go around is that. Yeah. You know, Coach Cal's in town. Coach Cal was doing the camps yesterday. We had him on the show. Man, tell you what, he was great. He was on fire yesterday, and we posted some of his comments, and I think one of them got about 25,000 impressions, and some people didn't like what he said. His
I don't know what he said.
Well, he was just talking about why he can get it done without having to get the big man that everybody thinks he should.
Well, he hadn't yet. So
yeah, that's right. Yeah.
So we'll see. So I understand.
And then Cadman Kojal, he had some good things to say yesterday. Found out that his mom was cursed at and had a beer dumped on her by the Kansas fans, and this is tacky stuff. Anyway, we finished up with Cam Kojal yesterday, thanks to Ortho Arkansas. And we'll finish with Ella McDowell, brought to you by Moni Mayhem. And really excited to say goodbye to her. She's we're talking about two really fun kids. And what to me, what college sports is all about is the energy that they bring to the table. Yeah.
And they played with us.
They did.
I mean, they had a good time with
us.
And all
they
that.
Did.
To hear the comments that Camden sent you privately. We're very kind.
Yeah, that's right. Let's bring in Heather if we can.
Do it right now. We'll bring her on in here like she deserves.
She has the busiest social calendar in the state of Arkansas. Her insight on what to do across the state is unrivaled. She is the go-to person when you need an event promoted. It's time to talk to the queen of promotions from AY Magazine and Arkansas Money and Politics. It's Heather Baker.
Good morning, Heather.
Good morning. If y'all can see me right now, you would know that I'm wearing my Roger Scott t-shirt that Steve Qual gave me. This is Roger is a trivia host of the world.
I like it.
Nice.
Steve's the best over there at Design Labs. Yeah, it's funny. You know, Roger won that. You know, you got your Best Of magazine out that's got all the winners in there. But you were winning.
Yes.
You were winning, Roger. Heather actually won something the other night at the Arkansas Country Music Awards. You won, Best Publication there? And then
Publication of the Year.
Yeah, and then you won for your story on the shooting that happened with you and Ryan with the Arkansas Press Women, Association, and that's going national, right?
That's going national. So let me give a shout out to the whole company, because the whole company, we won 60 awards, and I have several staff members. Alex Hargrove won a couple first places, one of my designers. So they look at the whole company from production. So this is what's cool. Every single member of my production staff and every writer and every editor, including myself, all won awards. So that's incredible.
Well,
super proud of our team.
Y'all win like 60 awards every year. But I'll tell you, if you look at your publication, Heather, it's, first of all, it's jam-packed. It's like 10,000 pages. I mean, this day and age where you don't see as many magazines growing, you are full. And then the quality of the covers and the pictures – Dwayne Hebb has written 9,000 articles. You know, it's great that you have him. And then we got to say Roger Mark Carter, who works for Heather for AMP Magazine, Arkansas Money and Politics. He was the winner. Didn't know there was a connection to Heather. Was the winner of the Man Cave contest for Razorback themed. And we're going to be at his house next week, Heather. So maybe you can stop by. We're doing the show there next week.
That's awesome. Yeah, that happened, he was like, my wife entered me and I had no idea. And I'm like, men are so clueless. I'm like, how do you have no idea? anyway, it's so cool that he won.
Yeah,
it is. Hey, listen, we got a lot going on this weekend. We got a busy busy weekend, so let's go ahead and dive in. If you want to hit Jessica Raj while she's doing that, where do we start?
Well, we've got Miss Arkansas. The arrival ceremony starts this weekend. It's at the Arkansas State Capitol, on 2 o'clock on Saturday. So that's the start of that.
Yep.
Then we have Blue Jeans and Bubbles, and that's part of Ronald McDonald, Arkansas and North Louisiana. But this is Blue Jeans and Bubbles. It's a one-of-a-kind summer celebration. It's like just casual, then on sparkling champagne. That's going on at the Sanctuary tonight. So there are still tickets available for that to support Ronald McDonald House. We've got free Friday skating at the stadium if you want to go roller skate or skating rink or the ice skating rink. That's all available tonight at the stadium. We've got Strike a Pose Art Walk. This is an explore and interactive art experience going on downtown Conway. They've got pop-up live art, creative activities, vintage finds, photo ops. So that will be going on from 5 to 8 in Conway. We also have the World Championship Running of the Tubs. I know that y'all will be there. I want the schedule of how it works is Friday is the judging of the tubs at 6 p.m. At 9 a.m. on Saturday is the running of the tubs, and that will be on Bathhouse Row. And then the award ceremony is at 11 a.m. So this event is free. I know David and Roger and everybody have been promoting it, but that's a little bit of the schedule. We'll have the complete schedule on AYMAG.com as well. We also have the River City's Dragon Boat Festival.
Oh,
and this is something
yes.
I love.
If I've
you're,
seen that.
Yeah,
I've
if
seen
you're
that
available, to go, yeah, go check this. So they have a drummer at the helm of the boat. 20 team members are in sync with each beat, you know, paddling that boat through the water on these huge 46-foot Dragon boats. It is a sight to see, and it is in Maumelle. So if you want to check that out on Friday and on Saturday, you can check out those boats. It's the Delta Arts Festival weekend in Newport. This is going to be three festivals all in one. So it's the art show, the music jam, and the Festival of Books. They are celebrating all arts, literature, and cultural in the Delta. And this will be going on in Newport all weekend long. We also have Recycle Day. I have a lot of people ask me this, even from the buzz, of where that can they drop off recyclable items. Yeah. And they're doing that at the zoo this Saturday. And so you can drop off all your e-waste, plastic bottles, cans, glass, bicycles, houseware, so much more. That's going on Saturday at 9 a.m. at the zoo. We also have the Artisan Market Art Extravaganza, 7th Street. So this is where you can have local artists. They're popping up with their handmade creative goods all in one place. Circus in Wonderland, Wildwood Park. This is the Arkansas Circus Art. There will be showcasing all their skills, where they have Alice tumbling down the rabbit hole. It's very whimsical, high-flying world brought life by the students. So you want to check this out, and that's going on all weekend as well. And, guys, there are so many events for music, sports, and events across the entire state of Arkansas, all on AYMAG.com.
Yeah, you think about it, you know, we're going to be doing, as you mentioned, the bathtub races Saturday morning. You got Coach Cal in town doing all these camps around central Arkansas. You got Justin performing tomorrow night at Magic Springs. Then, you're watching the Trojans play this weekend with a chance to go to the College World Series. So a lot of that. And then you got the arm wrestling. You got 38 Special Kansas tonight. I mean, there's something for everybody. Good weather. It's not 100 degrees yet. It's not rain. We might have a few showers. But a friend sent me this weekend. Starts the prehistoric party at the Children's Library in Little Rock. So if you got kids and they enjoy the prehistoric stuff, let's go by and check them out at the at CALS 2026. They've got all kind of things going on there for kids. So this is when, you know, this is the time if you got kids, you send them to camps, you take them to do things to get them involved. Or if they're playing baseball, I know it's Roger going down by junior deputy. Those fields are full.
100%.
Yeah, and we're also, Heather, we're giving shout-outs to, we call it the champion salutes for kids that are doing outstanding thing, whether it be in cheer or dance or whatever. We will do
awesome.
That. Yeah, I'll do that throughout the weeks at 7 o'clock. So. And then you've got, we're going to have to celebrate Roger's wins coming up soon. I know at some point you'll have a gathering of winners for that, so that'll be a good deal, as always.
Yeah, there'll be other people there. I mean, I don't want everybody to think it's just for me. Heather, did you take
a celebration only for Roger.
Right. Did you take dance?
I did a little bit. You know, I was on the dance team and I did cheer, but you know, you know, I'm 6 foot tall. You all know how tall I am. So back then, they had me in every sport they could possibly put me in because I was so tall. But yes, I've done a little bit of all, and I played softball for 16 years. We definitely was an athlete.
And we want to say real quick too. We've said it before. I've won the award for best DJ. Roger has. Justin has. Justin Moore, and so we're real happy for Jeff Allen to have won this. Yeah, Jeff's a Hall of Famer, and
he just over
the
is.
Point. Over the point, yeah. He's listen. I remember I got him after he was done with the Magic. I got him over here. Started playing. He's been here 20-something years, and so
absolutely. Yeah, and I'm sure he'll be at your party too. But I'm sure they celebrate him every weekend at the Purple Hippo.
All right, Heather. Listen, you and Ron have a great weekend.
Is that what it's called?
Peppermint Hippo.
I said Purple.
We'll talk to you next
week. Thanks, Heather.
Thanks, Heather.
Have a great weekend.
Yeah, I want to tell you real quick. Yeah. I was on Donna Terrell's podcast this week, and we were talking about the best collaborations and things that are amazing. And I have to give a shout out to you, David, and Roger, and Justin. And I did Christian as well, because it is such a great partnership. And say, you know, we are two of the local owned companies that are left in Arkansas in media.
Yep.
And that y'all being the number one radio show and we're the number one print, it's a great collaboration. So thank you so much for all that you do.
Yeah, I agree, Heather. Thank you. Thank you as well. It's been fun.
Thanks,
it's been a fun partnership, and we appreciate it. And we love your success and what you guys are doing. And you know, we help each other. So it's a win-win deal. So have a great weekend. Try to relax a little bit. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, thanks, guys.
Thank you.
RJ Hawk joins us before we go to Big Sarge. What's up, buddy?
Hey, what up, guys? How are you guys doing?
Glad you made it before we get Ella. So, because you went to the World Series, right?
I was there for the 10-inning game. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, wow. So much fun.
Yeah.
No, I mean the ending sucked, but.
And we're gonna get her again next year because obviously
she's back.
I know. That's how she signed.
Yeah. Her and Burnham are both back.
This is that song I was playing. You told me no.
No, the one.
No, it was.
No.
Yes, it was. I mean, that's it.
You know what it was? You could hear. I'm telling you, it was Rocky. It was Rocky.
Look, right there. That's the other one I put in that I played.
Were both
live.
Of them playing at the same time?
I think so. I heard Rocky. Okay. I just heard Rocky.
Okay. Maybe that's what you heard.
Yeah.
No.
I love it when you argue.
No, I'm just saying I heard Rocky. I just heard Rocky. And then when so I don't know how that got in there, but because you knew which one it was Jessica.
Yeah.
That's Jessica from the Allman Brothers. But anyway, RJ, glad to have you. Thanks.
Yeah. Glad to see you guys both made it back. I actually talked to Roger when he was in Mexico. And you and I texted via a voice text that you still were somehow able to do over in Amsterdam. Roger, it'd be 3:00 in the morning. I get this long voice text from Baz. I'm like, he still got it.
I did an interview with Ella while going to Stonehenge on the tour bus. People are like, are you kidding? Who is this guy from the United States? But he shut up for a few minutes. I think it was 15 minutes long, Rod.
Our guy can't just enjoy a trip.
No,
can he?
Jessica was so embarrassed.
And by the way, thank you to Jessica. She brought me back from London, England.
Yeah. Our hotel is slippers.
The complimentary slippers
from
London.
London,
England.
Okay.
And they are right up there with
I don't think they're the
complimentary
same.
Slipper. No, they are.
Yeah, I don't. The only thing, Oakland has Oakland logo on there, don't they?
Mm-mm.
They do. I think.
No,
they
no,
do.
No, no, no. This is it. The only.
Do you wear slippers?
I do when I go to hotel rooms. Have you ever been to a hotel room?
Yeah, been to a lot actually. Yeah, but I do you wear them at the house? Like I don't.
I do have slippers at the house.
Yeah, I know my wife does. But
I like wearing slippers.
Do you put your bare feet on the ground at your house?
Me?
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely.
No.
Do you not do that?
No.
That conversation.
No.
Absolutely.
No, we'll get into that a little bit later. Let's bring in our Big Sarge from Fishing Arkansas. What's up, Big Sarge? How are you, buddy?
What up, Morning Mayhem? You know, I got lucky and got to talk to RJ last Thursday while you guys were gone.
Yeah, he called in. It was awesome. It was great. It was great to hear from Sarge.
Sarge has the number one Sunday show in America. Fishing Arkansas.
Hey, he's got one of the best fishing shows in the country.
Listen, we think we have a lot of sponsored bits. Sarge says every 3 minutes there's
and poor Toddy P, boy, he has to roll. Like, if he's not on his P's and Q's, Sarge's like, where'd the sponsor go?
This system change had to be hell for Todd.
Oh, I bet.
With Fishing Arkansas.
Oh, yeah. Let me tell you, Todd gets a little fizzled there for a little bit, but we have a good time. And then, of course, I'm followed up by Bill, and you can't beat Bill Vickery. You know what I mean?
Yeah, well, listen, it's no, and Roger, you would agree. Nobody works harder for his show than Big Star. He takes a lot of pride in it, and he goes out and sells. Our salespeople should be writing him a thank you note every month because he goes out for the most part and sells most of that himself. Yeah. What do we need to know about? What do we need to do about Saturday?
Okay, so
I mean, Sunday, not Saturday. I'm sorry.
No, that's okay, Bass. That's okay. So listen, I got two announcements real quick. So today at noon. I've been on Channel 4 for 21 years, if you could believe that, doing the fishing report. I took them out on the Arkansas River. So today at noon, you know, I don't want everybody listening right now with the number one morning show. I don't want anybody scared of the Arkansas River, but I want you to respect it because it can take your life. And so I showed some safety tips, and believe it or not, I actually caught some fish on camera, which, you know, they only give me about 20 minutes to do all this, so... We caught some fish. We had a good time. So that's today at noon. Tomorrow from 10 to 2, Beaver Fork, Baz. This is in Conway. And ever since Lake Conway closed down, everybody goes to Beaver Fork and fishes. Well, we're having some safety classes over there tomorrow. And get this, fellas. Not one, but two females on my show Sunday. Sassy Shad and Carolina Rig. If you can believe that.
It's a lot of hotness in that studio, man.
Too much hotness.
You guys know that the Carolina, you call it Carolina Rig, is that what she calls herself? Is it Carolina
Rig? Yeah, Carrie.
She always leaves me the word of the day from Fishing Arkansas, and it's always something crazy. Like, what's the one that I like so much, George? I mean, you know, if it's a...
Well, Whopper Plopper.
Whopper Plopper.
Yeah.
Roger and Samantha love the Whopper Plopper.
Yeah.
Just saying.
That's a good one. Strong.
Well, it's,
but listen, guys, the show starts at 8:00. I was lucky enough now to have 2 hours. Roger, if you could sneak in there just an acre, try to give me another hour, I appreciate it. But so the show is so packed. I have worked this into every break. And going into every break, Sassy Shad will have the local fish reports. And now, this ain't just two pretty faces. These girls have worked really hard, calling around to the local state parks, calling the guys and stuff. So Sassy Shad, going into every break, and I think we have 8 of them, she's going to have the local fish reports. And then Carolina Rig, coming out of the break, will have all the hot spots to go camping and swimming. And, you know, everybody knows the gas is stupid right now, so let's stay in the state, Arkansas, the natural state, and let's have some fun. Although, Baz, you're going to love this. My last tournament, I'm leaving Sunday for Texas and fishing for $20,000 next week, so we're going to see how that hands out.
Yeah, I'm not always keen on Big Stars leaving to Texas. Nope, you know, we like you in Arkansas. You spend a little bit too much time out in Texas.
Hey, do they not do that Big Bass Bonanza anymore, Sarge? Talking about the Arkansas River?
No. That's one of them side notes me and you talk about. Okay. Big Bass Bonanza was a huge, huge deal, $100,000. It was from Fort Smith to Dumas. Got in a little pinch. We have to talk on the side on that. But do want to bring something back. You know, they want to bring something back. But I said this before. I'm just trying to let everybody know that there is no tournaments in the state of Arkansas that pay what Texas Team Trail. I mean, let's face it. They got the money. And so $20,000 for first, $10,000 for second, and they pay top 20. We have made the championship, me and Rick Carter. Basil, you have met Rick down at Lake Fork.
Yes.
And so, we're fishing Lake Tawakoni, if you can believe
that.
Stop
it. There's no Lake Kanakawe.
I know exactly where that's at, actually.
You better watch it.
Okay. Well, hey, just to give you a little idea, last Saturday, 5 fish, 27 pounds. That's what it took.
I don't believe it. I need to go.
I'm trying to help you.
All right, Big Sarge. Listen, it all gets started at 8:00, 8 to 10, right before Bill Vickery on Sundays at 103.7 The Buzz. Have a great weekend, Sarge.
Thanks, Sarge.
We'll talk to you Sunday.
Hey, thanks for having me on, fellas. Every Friday.
Hi, buddy. Listen to Roger right here. This is good stuff. All right, Ella McDowell coming up next. We're going to say goodbye to her. She's been a blast, so don't go away. Come on, sing it, Roger. Take us a break.
Come on.
A Fishton Beaver, Norfolk Gillum, Hamilton, Bull Shoals, Millwood the Great, Catherine, Buffalo Cattle, Bayou Bartholomew, Mulberry, Strawberry, King's Frog Bayou, Washita, Wide Oak, Atkins and Overcup, Conway, Chico, Pickle Butt to fill it up. I fish everywhere, man. I fish everywhere, man.
The Little Rock Trojans are in the Super Regional for the first time. Join the Zone today from 10 to 1 at Brewski's Pub and Grub in Lakewood Village for a preview of the series with Troy.
This is SportsCenter.
Last night in Stanley Cup, the Carolina Hurricanes became the first team to win a final game when trailing by multiple goals with less than 10 minutes left in the game. They tied up the game 3-3 in regulation before winning 4-3. Game three will be tomorrow night. Tonight will be game two of the NBA Finals. New York holds a 1-0 lead over San Antonio. Tip is set for 7:30. TV coverage will be on ABC. In Arkansas basketball news, Arkansas will be taking on North Carolina in the ACC-SEC Challenge for the upcoming season. The Razorbacks aren't done with their schedule, but add that to facing Arizona and Michigan State in the non-conference. And the Arkansas Travelers won their third straight game over the Corpus Christi Hooks, beating them 3-2. They'll play again tonight at 7:05. Coverage can be heard on The Buzz. I'm Christian Weaver with The Buzz Radio Network.
Weather from the Fletcher Weather Center with KARK's Pat Walker.
A small rain chance for this afternoon, mostly cloudy, a high of 86. That's a 10% chance of rain. Tonight, mostly cloudy, a low of 70. Rain chances are higher this weekend. 40% chance on Saturday. Sunday, a 70% chance of rain and thunderstorms with high temperatures in the mid-80s. For the Buzz Radio Network, I'm meteorologist Pat Walker.
Fletcher Dodge wants to buy your car. We'll buy any make or model, and we'll pay you more than anyone else. Please, turn your old car into cash at Fletcher Dodge in Sherwood.
Old number 53 here, and back in my day, I was fortunate to be around some great teams, along with some great teammates. And even now, all these years later, I'm also grateful to be a part of a great team here at 103.7 The Buzz. But you know another great team that I've come to appreciate over the years? It's the team over at Edwards Food Giant, and there are 11 stores located all over the metropolitan area, including their Edwards Cash Saver stores. And let me tell you this, if you haven't been to the newest Edwards Food Giant in North Little Rock in the Lakewood Village Shopping Center, you really need to stop by there. This store is truly the most beautiful grocery store that I've ever been inside of. The layout with their huge selection and inventory, including their deli and salad bars, is the best. Of course, their meat department at Edwards will truly blow you away, too. That newest Edwards store has everything from Heat and Eat Meal Solutions weekly specials to a giant wine department to their dry-aged beef that's been temperature and humidity controlled for 28 days in their cooler, resulting in a steak that's tender, flavorful, and unlike any steak you've ever had. So see for yourself why the team at Edwards Food Giant is now Central Arkansas's favorite place to shop.
Take it from Arkansas greats, Joe Klein and Pat Bradley.
The big national sports apps are now in Arkansas, taking over Oaklawn and Bentley, which are no longer local,
making Bet Saracen the only real local app.
I'm still Arkansans' fan fave.
Plus, Bet Saracen is still the official sports betting app of many of the state's colleges and universities.
Bet Saracen, built by Arkansans for Arkansans.
Bet with Arkansans. Bet with Bet Saracen.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-MY-RESET.
Crawfish season is here at Eat My Catfish. And we've got crawfish at all locations. Get your boil fixed today with any of our boiling buckets of crawfish, crab legs, and shrimp. Come see us or order online at eatmycatfish.com.
Around here, reputation matters. That's why homeowners and businesses trust CertaPro Painters. From detailed residential work to professionally managed commercial projects, CertaPro delivers craftsmanship to protect your investment. Visit CertaPro.com, that's Certa with a C, and reserve your spring project today.
This is Darren McFadden. I listen to Baz, Jason, and Rod because they got their wood. Enjoy Mayhem on 103.7 The Buzz.
All right, 729. Great to have RJ Hawk, brought to you by Natural State Wholesale. Don, yeah. Grisham, Drew and the boys, Barrett.
Just got 2,500 square feet of flooring, and I priced it, right? You know, I always talk on here about how you're going to save money if you don't go to the big box store and you go to Natural State. So I priced it. Found the same exact flooring at another spot. Yep. And by going through Don, no special discounts, just going through Don, it saved $1,400.
Wow.
Compared to the other spot. So I'm just telling you, like, yeah, if you are looking to remodel your house, if you're looking to, build a house, go check them out. You're going to save money. Not only do they have flooring and backsplash and tile, they've also got appliances, ceiling fans, bathtubs, whole works. Go by and check them out, Natural State.
Lawnmowers.
They've got lawnmowers, yeah. They've got barbecue grills. I think they've got pellet grills now.
Well, save that money.
It's been so much fun, Roger. You and I and JM have been having a Razorback softball player on our show. RJ going back to, you know, the first year we did it. And it was Mary Half. And then we had Hannah Gamble back-to-back. And then they had Bree Ellis last year. And then to have Ella McDowell, so much fun this year. And it's been a blast. And the great thing is that we're going to go after her again next year. But this will be the last call. So, Roger, let's bring her in.
She arrived in Fayetteville ranked as the nation's number one high school infielder. Delivered on that ranking by starting all 58 games for the Razorbacks and being named Freshman All-American. Her sophomore campaign has been even better. She has scored more runs than any other Razorback and has more home runs already than she did last year. What makes her even more valuable is her leadership, her energy, big hits, big moments, and big-time swagger. Get loud, Arkansas. The future is now. Ella McDowell is here.
Good morning, Ella.
Good morning. How are y'all doing?
We're doing great. You know, Roger and RJ, this is a little bit earlier than we normally have Ella on, but I asked her, I said, hey, listen, you know, our peak listenership is at 7:30, and we just, for the last call, we want to get you on there with the most people listening. And first of all, just to say congratulations on an amazing, historic season. And I know you guys got to be exhausted, but congratulations. It was a heck of a run.
Thank you. I appreciate it. We're really proud of what we accomplished.
RJ Hawk is here. RJ, you actually got to go to the College World Series and watch the game against Nebraska.
Yeah, and took some girls from my daughter's softball team, and we went. And, you know, I've taken Addison a few times to Fayetteville to watch, and she's a big Ella fan. And so the other day, whenever it was announced that Ella was coming back, Addison was super happy to hear Ella was coming back to be a Razorback.
You bet. Yeah, that's and that just happened. And, you know, and I think Burnham, and I think it was another one yesterday, another one of your teammates. I guess that's what you guys do now. You have to have a little signing deal and because you guys can go other places. So that's excellent that you're coming back.
Thank you. I appreciate it. I'm really excited to come back and get back to work next year. And, yeah, I think the signing day experience is really cool. I'm glad that women's sports has been added to that.
So, Ella, you didn't accomplish the end goal, which is a national championship, but you did something that's never happened with this program in its history, and that's getting Oklahoma City. So what was it like if you just had to sort of look back at the whole season? You know, you guys, you know, you end up beating the, you know, you guys won the series against the national champions. You go to Austin, you win 2 out of 3 down there, but you get there. What has the season been like? You know, obviously, you played for the Hogs last year, so you had a great year last year, too. But what was it like? Is it everything you expected it would be? Are you disappointed that you didn't quite get further? Or just sort of give us a recap of the whole season.
The season was truly one to remember. I mean, it started off with a bang. We played at Coastal Carolina for our first tournament, and just throughout the year, getting closer, getting to know my teammates better, and just developing as a hitter, as a player, as a leader. Our SEC schedule was super tough, probably one of the toughest in the country, if I believe. Like, and we just grew so much, and I'm so proud of this team and how we fought, and to make it to the World Series for the first time ever in school history, it's just a testament to how hard we work and how much the coaches believe in us. And I wouldn't change a single thing about how the season ended up.
You know, last year you were a freshman All-American. You were announced this a couple weeks ago as an All-American for one of the All-American teams. So congratulations there. Looking at your stats, I know you're not a stats person. Neither is Camden Kozul. You know, Camden said, I don't care about the stats, but we do. We pay attention, and it makes a difference for your team. But the difference between y'all, between Ella last year and this year. So last year, in which you had an All-American year as a freshman, you scored 39 runs. This year, you blow away the whole team by scoring 65. So 25 more runs scored. That means you're getting on base, you're not striking out, you're getting the walks. I mean, I don't think the closest one, you're like 15 more runs. So I don't know if that was something that you planned or whatever, but certainly made a big difference in a run production. As you mentioned, one of the toughest schedule in America, and you had to have the runs, and you certainly delivered this year.
That's right. I knew that I needed to perform, and I always am looking for ways to enhance my game and just help my team win. So getting on base and letting the people who hit the home runs, like Dakota Kennedy and Tiana Bell, letting them hit me in. There's nothing better than that. So I was really pleased with my run production this year.
Yeah, by the way, too, she batted 337. With 11 home runs and 65 run score yards.
Baz, and one thing that we always talk about batting, but, you know, her fielding.
Yeah.
She only had four errors all season long.
Yeah.
And
oh, my gosh. You got so many compliments.
Yeah.
The last few games of the season, that last probably 10 games, it was like everything that hit your way, you were making plays, and I know you take a lot of pride in that.
I do. I love me some defense. So being able to have my pitchers back, I kept telling Robin and Peyton, you know, feed me, because if the ball's getting hit to me, I know I'm going to make a play. So I was really, really proud of my defense.
Yeah, that's it's certainly one of the calling cards for you guys. I know you guys were very happy for Coach Dyfel. You know, now she's got that thing off her back now about, hey, she hadn't gotten to Oklahoma City. And I think it's just probably going to change the way the perception is, you know, it just, you know, now the expectation is going to be, okay, you got to win. But just getting there, I know that had to make you guys feel really happy because it was the only thing that she'd been missing on her from a coaching resume is just getting to the World Series.
Right. She's a proven leader in everything that she does. And she's such a winner and a hard worker. So to get to the World Series for her and to just help dreams come true, it was bigger than softball that day.
Yeah, you betcha. We're visiting with Ella McDowell, brought to you by Morning Mayhem. This is a great example of, you know, being able to sponsor a segment like this. I know Ortho Arkansas sponsored Camden Kozel. They're not cheap, but they're certainly ones where you get a chance to help the athlete put some money in their pocket, give them some exposure. As I was telling Ellen, I was telling Camden, you know, folks here in Central Arkansas wouldn't get to know them as well if they didn't hear them and Ella every week to talk about and who they are. By the way, too, Sailor Timmerman and Peyton Burnham were the other two players that signed. But one thing we know for sure that will be different, though, next year, DJ Gasso is going to be the new head coach at Tulsa. I sent him a text yesterday, and just to say congratulations, DJ. He sent me a message back at 3 o'clock last night. So he's sort of like a Chris Curry over at the Trojans that – he's got a lot of people that are congratulating him, but I know he's made a big difference for you guys, too. I know you hate to see him go.
Of course. I hate to see Coach Castle go. We've built a great relationship together. Softball is a business at this level, and I'm really excited for him and his family. I know that being a head coach is something that he's, you know, dreamed and wanted since he was, you know, first entering the coaching business, so I'm really excited for him, and Tulsa's getting a great head coach.
What is Ella McDowell going to do this summer? What do you do now? Are you playing ball? You're relaxing? You're traveling? You're doing family stuff? What's the scoop?
Man, what isn't Ella McDowell doing this summer? I'm definitely going to celebrate being named the first team All-American. That's a huge accomplishment of mine, and really a dream that I've had since I was little. And I'll probably take June just to travel, see friends, still working here and then, but as soon as June's over, I'll definitely get back on the grind, and softball is going to be my entire life come July 1st.
I tell you what we're going to do. We're going to make an offer to Ella, guys. Yeah. RJ is a state representative, Ella, and he also coaches his daughter's softball team. Mm-hmm. If you're up to it, Ella, and you want to get a teammate or a buddy and come down and spend the night or spend the weekend over here in Little Rock. We'll get you on the show maybe, and maybe have it line up to speak into some teams.
Well, I was gonna say if schedule permitting, I would love to get with Ella and maybe help, maybe do like a little one day, pay her to do like a one day softball camp.
Yeah,
type
some
thing down here.
Let's get some several teams and you could talk to them and do a camp and we could pay you. So if that's something you want to put on your agenda, have you spent any time in Little Rock other than just, you know, real quickly for, you know, when you come down here for Conway, do you know much about Little Rock? Have you spent much time here?
No, sir. I've never been to, I've never really been to Little Rock, I don't think. I'm still figuring out Fayetteville, to be honest.
Well, you're a Texas girl. Aren't you right out?
That's right.
Houston, Texas. Is that right? Is that where you're from? Or did I get that mixed up?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Yeah, so think about that if you want to come make some extra money and see what Little Rock's about. Little Rock's a great town.
Yeah.
It's beautiful. They love softball down here.
I can definitely line up all the teams.
There would be multiple teams that would want to do that. So when you sort of get your legs underneath you after all this crazy softball you've been playing, think about it. And we'd love to have you down there. And Roger, she's got a Morning Mayhem shirt, thanks to Design Lab and Steve Qualls, and she's going to take a picture of that and send it to us. And it's been a great year. We appreciate your willingness to do this. I'm going to go ahead and ask right now. Let's go ahead and do the deal. Would you be willing to do this again next year?
Let's do it. All right. I am so excited to be back on the buzz.
Awesome. Well, we'll do it even bigger next year. And we've got thousands of people who listen. We've got a huge audience down here, and I think there's value. You know, I'm an old Florida boy. When I played football up there, I didn't realize that, you know, there's different parts of the state. And up in Fayetteville, LA, everybody gets to maybe see you at the gas station or at the restaurant, and down here they don't. So these are good opportunities for people to get to know you, and it's good PR, and it also grows the sport, gets people excited about softball. So we appreciate your willingness to jump on with us every week. Congratulations on a historic season. Get some rest, and maybe we can talk about getting you down to Little Rock this summer.
Yes, sir. Thank y'all for all that y'all have done for me. I'm super excited to keep moving forward.
Well, we got it. We were shaky when we started,
we'll be shaky at the beginning of next year.
So we're going to see if you can tell us to clap it out and see. And RJ, you know what we've done this. We were a little shaky for whatever reason with
Christian,
Ella.
Get in, RJ.
Hey, real quick. So when we were at the World Series, Addison, we were sitting on the first base side, and she goes, I didn't hear him do three claps in a suit.
Two claps in a suit.
Or two claps in a suit. She goes, I didn't hear that. I said, baby, it's loud in here. I said, you're not going to hear it. I said, it's loud in here.
Well, do you guys do that after a loss, or is it only after a win?
I think it's after every single game. Okay. Honest, I'm trying to remember.
Good.
But it's non-negotiable.
Well, tell us for the last time this year, tell us to clap it out.
All right, let's do it. Oof. All right, Mayhem, clap us out.
Two claps in the suey. Suey! Nailed it. Nailed it. Very good.
We got better.
She's like, it is 7:30 in the morning.
Yeah, listen.
That's why she went, whoosh.
Hey, we got better as the year went on. That's all you can ask to improve as the year goes on.
Record that for us, sir.
All right, Ella, thanks so much. Congratulations again. Thank you. Go Hogs.
Yes, thank y'all. Woo Pig.
All right, Woo Pig. What an outstanding young lady.
Golly, we could get her down here to do a softball camp. That would be huge.
What's crazy, you know, Justin got a chance to take Ella, I think maybe Klein. I can't remember who the other daughter he took. I think it was Klein and Ella. And Ella meets Ella.
Yeah.
And Ella was very nice. And I think Justin said that she remembered, because we, you know, Justin had brought it on the show, hey, I have an Ella too. So apparently she had said that.
That's really
cool. Matter of fact, RJ, I think Kate's saying that we will go on with RJ to get her down here.
Yeah.
Our Ella would love it. Yeah. Yeah, she is a go-getter. And that's outstanding. Roger, let's take a break. We might hear from the guys at Bath Fitter. Can you believe we're doing that? The Bath Fitter races?
I heard this.
I don't know.
Roger's going to be in the tub. And you're going to run?
Well, I'm going to push. I'm going to try to push. I don't know if
you're
I can.
You're
going to
give it like an initial push.
No,
man.
I got to go. Like, it's got 100 yards. You got to stay.
100 yards,
got 100 yards?
You can't.
Come on. I know.
Listen. So you go out doing what you love.
What about Christian? Could you get him to help push?
I'm otherwise preoccupied.
Listen, I've dropped about 5 pounds since.
No, you're looking good,
Mexico.
Bro. Your hair's coming. Like
I think he brought a bug back from Mexico. His tea levels are low.
My tea levels are low, Hog.
You got low tea.
Did you drink the water?
No, it was all bottled water and all that. But I did mule some stuff back here. Maybe that had something to do with it. I don't know.
Well, you're looking good.
Thank you, buddy.
Yeah, the hair's sprouting.
The hair is sprouting.
It's sprouting.
Dr. Petrus, it's like
Sanders Ground Essentials. Got a touch of your head.
Dr. Petrus is hair essentials is one of the ways. He'll be on the show Tuesday, as a matter of fact.
And do want to thank, we'll do it official when we come back.
Natural State Wholesale.
That's right.
Cabot.
Your sponsor. That's exactly right. Appreciate Don and Drew and Barrett and all the gang.
We appreciate Don, Drew, and everybody else playing with a D.
All right, don't go away. It's 7:45. Daddy, rest his soul, left my mom a heavy load. She tried so very hard to fill his shoes. Working hours without rest, wanted me to have the best. She tried to raise me right, but I refused.
And I turned 21 in prison, doing life without parole. No one could steer me right, but Mama tried. Mama tried, Mama tried to raise me better, but her pleading I denied. That leaves only me to blame, 'cause Mama tried.
When did I first notice my hair loss? Honestly, probably about 5 or 6 years ago. But the moment that it really got my attention was at the self-checkout at Walmart. I had to look up to see if the light was green or red because my item wouldn't scan. And right above me is the camera. Well, that camera showed the top of my head. After that, I started wearing hats more often. Eventually, I just decided, you know what? It is what it is. I'll shave it, live with it, or move on. But then I heard about Dr. Gary Petras at the Petras Center for Aesthetic Surgery and Hair Transplantation. Dr. Petras offers a one-day hair transplant treatment with permanent natural results that last a lifetime. I'm still going to wear hats because I like hats, but it'll be nice knowing I've got a head of hair under there. I'm Roger Scott, and if you've been thinking about doing something about hair loss, call the Petras Center for Aesthetic Surgery and Hair Transplantation, 4137 JFK, Suite A, North Little Rock. Call 501-614-3052 or visit drpetras.com. Go see what your options are. It might just give you that renewed confidence, too.
Hi, I'm Hunter Bell. When you think about buying a car, we want you to think Bell Chevrolet. Not just because we want your business, but because we want to be on your side. That's what buying a car should look like. Simple, stress-free, knowing you have someone in your corner. We have something for every budget, new or pre-owned. I keep telling y'all it's better at Bell. Now it's time to come find out for yourself. Come see us on Chenal Parkway or shop at BellChevrolet.com. Together, let's drive.
You can't always see what's in the air, but dust, allergens, contaminants, even mold could be affecting your health. Learn about air quality testing at RainbowRestores.com. When the unthinkable happens, damage from smoke, water, fire, mold, or just poor air quality, let Rainbow Restoration fix your home or business. With their 24/7 rapid response, you'll get your life back on track fast. RainbowRestores.com. Rainbow Restoration. They restore, you recover. Services performed by an independently owned and operated franchise.
Attention Arkansas homeowners. Bath Makeover of Arkansas started with 50, then 30. Now we've reached the final days. Looking for 20 homes to participate in our Spring into Savings event and receive test market pricing on a beautiful new walk-in shower. Bath Makeover is proud to be an official sponsor of Razorback Athletics, and we're looking to evaluate our exciting new product lines in real bathrooms, including our revolutionary laser etch shower wall system. You'll be compensated for your time just to determine if our exquisite product lines are the right fit for your bathroom project. Call 1-800-NEW-BATH. Final days, 20 homeowners will receive 50% off installation of a new walk-in shower. Ask about 0% interest financing, senior and military discounts, receive a $200 gas card with purchase, and call Bath Makeover at 1-800-NEW-BATH to receive a $50 Walmart gift card with your free in-home estimate. Call 1-800-NEW-BATH. That's 1-800-NEWBATH.
If you want to witness the world's biggest soccer tournament in person, look no further than Twin Peaks. Enter Twin Peaks Go for Gold giveaway presented by Michelob Ultra and Casamigos. And you could be one of the 5 grand prize winners who get the VIP treatment plus travel and lodging. For your chance to win unmatched views of the match, visit TwinPeaksSoccer.com to enter and choose your host city. Entries close on June 14th, so don't wait. Twin Peaks, eats, drinks, scenic views.
Arkansas Municipal Equipment in Powen, founded over a decade ago by Daniel and Vanessa Ellison. They lease and sell trucks, trash carts, roll-off dumpsters, and street sweepers. Proud to be Arkansas's only authorized dealer for New Way refuse trucks and Temco street sweepers, your authorized dealer for Galfab roll-off and hook lift trucks. You can get parts and service for all makes and models with technicians traveling the state to take care of you.
AME, it's the service after the sale.
Country music star and Arkansas native Joe Nichols joins Morning Mayhem each week courtesy of Powers Truck Parts and Service. Does your heavy-duty truck need service? Call Powers Truck Parts and Service with everything from headlights to taillights. Online at PowersTruckParts.com. It's Joe Nichols with Morning Mayhem on 103.7 The Buzz.
Want to see our beautiful faces? Catch Morning Mayhem streaming live every day on YouTube, X, and Facebook. Just search 103.7 The Buzz.
A man of many talents, play-by-play broadcaster, real estate agent, and now a state legislator. It's time to talk all things Arkansas with R.J. Hawk, presented by Natural State Wholesale, proudly trusted by major manufacturers all over the world for 25 years. Go see the flooring king, Don Gresham, at Natural State Wholesale.
Thanks to Don. We'll see Don. He's obviously a big supporter of Tyler Kench, who will open along with Justin's daughter, Klein Moore, who's opening at 7. Then Tyler Kench is at 7:30. Justin Moore probably at 8 or 8:30 over at Magic Springs.
Yeah.
We'll be over there for the bath.
So Klein's doing it.
But yeah, she can sing.
That is awesome.
For 11 years
she's
old.
She's going to open up for her daddy.
Yeah, I think she's got a little band. That's really,
that
really good.
That is really cool.
Couple things. Somebody says Revolution 218. 2018 is in on Ella McDowell softball camp.
2K18, I know those folks. They're up around Conway.
Here's one said that y'all better get her locked down for next year. I think she's in, Raj.
She was when you asked her that question.
Yeah. Somebody said, you should ask JM if he would host the softball girls at Moore Mountain when they come down to put on softball camp. Someone said the best donuts in the U.S. Do you have a donut place in Saline County?
Dale's Donuts over in Benton. Yeah, it's great. Have you ever been?
Sure.
Yeah, Dale's is awesome.
Today at 4 o'clock, the Trojans, the Little Rock Trojans.
I talked to Chris Curry yesterday. He was on his way to practice, and I'm telling you guys, they have a great shot. I mean, if you look at the numbers, they match up perfectly, both pitching, hitting, and I mean, for them to potentially go to a College World Series. They've got a great shot.
Two games away to go
to the College World Series, and man, I'll be watching, and it's just, look, I know that there's a ton of Razorback fans in this state, UCA, ASU, whatever, but man, everybody needs to get behind the Little Rock Trojans and what they're doing, because I tell you what, man, they're fun to watch, and Coach Curry's great. You guys know him. He's great. And so, we'll be watching that.
You can hear it on 106.7, our sister station, and then I guess it would be, I don't know where you'd find it on TV.
I believe it's on you.
Or you can go to Walk-Ons. They've got a watch party over there. Rebecca says on our Middleton Eaton Air text line, RJ went and proved the curse of the morning show is alive and well.
I had a lot of people send me that.
Justin went too.
Well, so Justin and I were texting. He was a little bit farther down than me, but after they lost, it was like 11 o'clock, 11:30, something like that. And my phone I start getting texts. They're like, you and Baz, y'all cursed the softball team.
And
I'm like,
Justin went too. So
I'm like, look, here's the deal. They went 10 innings. I mean, it was a great game. By the way, did you guys hear that Jordy Fromm, the pitcher for Nebraska in that game,
she's
3 months pregnant when she pitched in the game.
Yeah, I saw that. I didn't see that.
I did not know that.
Yeah. I did.
Hats off to her. So is that illegal, though? Did they have too many players on the field?
Good point. Good point.
661-1037 is the number if you want to be a part of the show. It is National Donut Day as well. I went and got some donuts. RJ is not taking part of those.
I'm trying to lose. It's shaping season, man. Trying to get ready.
Coming up shortly, we're going to visit with that. We're going to do our Hawks Homes movie review on Gladiator. Rogers never watched Gladiator.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You never say that again, bro.
It's good, isn't it?
Yeah.
Strength and honor.
Strength and honor.
Yep. Strength and honor.
Did you see that? Strength and honor.
Strength and honor.
Y'all are cute.
Get in on it.
Strength and honor.
Edible.
That is cute. So were you guys texting while you were all watching it together going, strength and honor, bro.
I FaceTiming, bro.
Are you not entertained?
Sure did.
And then what was the one?
My favorite line is, husband to a murdered wife.
Oh, that's, we've got
father
that.
Father to a murdered son.
We've got, yeah.
And I will have my vengeance in this life or the next. Oh, my God.
It's such a good movie. It's been a minute since
I've watched it. The CGI was something with those tigers and everything getting out there. I mean,
the tigers were real.
Huh?
The tigers were real.
Well, but they weren't right there. They weren't right there.
Yeah, the other one that they improv is when he goes, I am not merciful.
Yeah,
if I'm not merciful.
Yeah, that was improv. That's why she looks scared.
Yeah, it's he's a great hateable character, Joaquin Phoenix, in that movie.
So do you guys just get together and figure out like what you haven't seen and you say
I try.
Well, we've seen a lot.
Baz has not seen a lot of movies.
Well, he's seen a ton now lately, but we don't want to watch crap.
What about also?
I don't watch movies twice.
You've got the.
Well, that's silly.
All right, here's so don't watch movies twice.
You never watch a movie twice.
There has to be movies you've seen multiple times.
Like, I don't actively go out and say, you know what? Like, Baz will, like,
so what's your favorite movie?
Friday Night Lights.
I don't really have a favorite.
Whataburger.
Like, you know, I've seen Avengers a few times just because it'll pop up on TNT.
Wicked, I've seen 85 times.
I've seen it once. I just don't.
So you don't have a movie where you're like, yeah, that feels good. I'm going to watch that.
Felt good the first time. I don't need to feel it again.
See, like, you know what?
Oh, okay. What about?
I'm wearing my slippers watching it.
The movie that we probably see more than any other is Tombstone.
Sure.
We've seen a gazillion
times.
Or the one, Shawshank Redemption.
Godfather.
Yeah, we've seen one time.
Yeah.
You've seen Shawshank once?
Yeah, Tropic Thunder.
That's insane.
Why do I need to watch it again when I see it?
Because it's so entertaining.
Now,
you probably don't remember him.
What I will say, I can't quote movie lines anyways, but one thing I'll say is, like, if it pops up on TNT, like, and it's on, okay, whatever. But it's not like I actually
watch, like,
go
30 minutes.
Yeah, like, okay. I'm not going to actively go and say I'm going to go watch this movie
this
again.
On.
Yeah.
Hey, let's. I think we've got Justin Moore on the line. But he had a concert in South Carolina. I can't believe he's there. Justin,
it's not him. Are you there, Justin?
Hi, y'all.
Oh.
Whoa.
What is that?
Reboot.
Is it? There we. Well.
That better? Okay, yeah, I'm here.
Hey, Ben, what's up?
I think.
You got a little bit of a...
What's up, guys?
Are you headed back from South Carolina?
Yeah, we're heading towards home because we play in Hot Springs tomorrow.
I know, we've been promoting, so, man. We've been talking about it.
Trying to get people to show up.
I can almost taste it right now. Well, thank you.
Yeah,
I could use it.
Well, hey, we're gonna get people there. One person took a Moe's gift certificate, though, so I don't want. I'm glad you didn't hear
it. Well, we hate that, Justin. You just jumped on. You just jumped on too late. We just had Ella McDowell at 7:30. Said goodbye to her. We invited her to come down. They said we'd pay her to come down. Maybe bring another player. And just kick it, you know, kick back in Little Rock, maybe do
Justin,
a camp.
When he says we would pay her, they basically said you and I would pay her, Justin, to come down and do this camp.
Anyway, she hadn't been to Little Rock.
Who was it again? You cut out.
Ella McDowell.
When you said who it was.
It was Ella McDowell.
Oh, Ella. Okay.
Our last call. And we talked about her seeing your Ella and also RJ having his kids there with him, and what a great experience it was. And of course, you saw where DJ Gasso is leaving, going to Tulsa. That's a big loss. But you knew that was going to happen sooner or later. You know, that was bound to happen.
Yeah, that's a big blow. Is he taking the head coaching job?
Yeah, head coaching job at Tulsa. So not far from his mom.
Good for him. But I hate that though.
Somebody says, "Wow, RJ does not drink."
That's a big loss for us.
It is. Does not drink the milk after he eats the cereal and doesn't watch a movie twice.
I mean,
you don't wear slippers.
I know. I'm a weird human being. Like, I don't.
Listen, the fact that Christian says he never walks around in his house barefoot.
He did say that.
That's different.
He literally never walks around.
I don't think Roger does either.
I don't.
I do the same.
Y'all never walk around barefoot at all.
Never barefoot.
Never.
Well, I mean, no.
Never.
Y'all are weird.
If I forgot my shoes in the bedroom from the bathroom.
Yeah, that's the only time.
Wow, you never just want to get out of bed.
So we're slippers.
I wake up in the middle of the night and I'm going to the bathroom.
Isn't that weird, everybody? 661-1037. Or do you?
It's not weird if we
I'm
do
either
what
have
we
socks
do.
On
it's
or
not
I have
weird
like
what
slippers.
You do.
Do you walk around barefoot in your house? Yes,
we
or
don't.
No?
We don't have a floor.
All right, don't go away. You got to go. You
no, I'll stick around.
Game time or play time? We're here all the time.
I wish you had more time.
103.7 The Buzz, KABZ Little Rock.
Guys, join Arkansas Urology today from 11 to.